Scott or Stan. Let's talk a little bit about the Paul Bunyan Woodman's Award. On the YouTube channel, we had a viewer actually ask about the Paul Bunyan Award because they were signing up for all the classes and courses at summer camp to take that and earn that award. Bunyan Award is truly an American thing. Paul Bunyan was an American myth. As legend goes, he was a lumberjack giant who could clear an entire acre of woods with one swing of his mighty axe. He was also credited for creating the Grand Canyon by dragging his axe through the canyon. He was also able to straighten out winding rivers by just pulling on it with his pet blue ox, Babe. Truly an American classic lumberjack legend. The Boy Scouts of America back in that day wanted to recognize wilderness achievement by youth by creating the Paul Bunyan Woodsman Award. This is represented by a patch of a double bite axe. And it was never really meant to be used on the uniform. It could be sewn onto a backpack or a day pack or any kind of a camping equipment. This patch would be a wonderful addition. It's also common to see them on camp blankets. Recently, I've noticed that more and more scouts are using that open real estate that's on the back of the merit badge sash, putting all kinds of achievement and awards on the back of the sash. I did some looking into that, and I did not find anything that defined the back of the merit badge sash, what would be allowed and what wouldn't. I think it's important to put your achievements in a place where it can be seen and recognized. The Paul Bunyan Woodsman Award requirements should always start with notifying the Scoutmaster that you intend to achieve this award. Also, by studying the Scouts BSA handbook and the Camping Merit Badge pamphlet, this would be a great way to study and to demonstrate to your Scoutmaster or other qualified persons the following. Number one, explain the most likely hazards you may encounter while participating in camping activities and what you should do to anticipate, help prevent, mitigate, and respond to these hazards. Requirement number two, show that you know first aid for injuries that could occur while using woodman's tools. Requirement number three, earn the totem chip. Requirement number four, help a scout or a patrol earn the totem chip and demonstrate to them the values of proper woodsman tools use. Requirement five, earn the fireman chit. Now, as a side note, I believe this will be removed in future requirements. The requirement list that I'm using is from the back of the woodsman card, and it lists this particular requirement. And as a side note, whenever I go over requirements, it is important to understand that whatever I have is what's available at that time. As time goes on, the requirements do change. So always check all of the requirements before starting a new achievement. Requirement number six or five, depending on when you hear this, be familiar with the proper and safe use of woodman's tools, including an axe, a hatchet, a lopper. Now, loppers are the big scissor-looking things that actually can cut branches away from fallen trees. MacLeod, which is a heavy spade-bladed device on one side with a rounded rake type of device on the other. A Pulaski. This tool is similar to an axe on one side and a horizontal blade on the other. Saws. This could be something as simple as a bow saw or a handsaw. Shovels, whether it be a spade bladed or flat edged shovel. The next and final requirement is, with official approval and supervision using woodman's tools, spend at least 2 hours doing one of the following conservation-oriented projects. The first one would be clear trails or fire lanes. These are critical to management of woodlands. Clearing them is essential, especially after a major storm. The next option is to trim a downed tree, cut it into 4-foot lengths, and stack them, making a brush pile with all of the branches. The third option is to build a natural retaining wall to aid in a planned conservation effort. All three of those options have to be officially approved and supervised. There's a lot of land managers and rangers out there that would be willing to take on any group that wants to donate some time in earning the Paul Bunyan Woodsman Award. This award is a wonderful combination for many units, where you have one youth that is doing the conservation award, and then other youths that want to participate, but not at the same level. They can get the woodsman and actually do a lot of these requirements. So combining these is a great way to share in your conservation effort. We do a lot for our scouts, and combining these things together will help them succeed and obtain life skills that'll help them for the rest of their lives. We are building good leaders for tomorrow, and I am so grateful and so proud of you. Please keep up the good hard work, and I'll see you on the trail.